Hello, bonjour.
Greetings, loved ones. Yes, I should say that. Hi, everyone. Welcome to what we're thinking. We're going to name either the Trauma Bonding podcast with Dorian and Aisha,
You
Aisha
guys
and
speak
Dorian.
English.
No thanks. With the also reason to say maybe we're going to name we're also considering naming it Too Much Information. But we looked online, right, and we saw that there was already a Trauma Bonding podcast. But we could still, you know, razzle dazzle, take it from them.
In case people didn't know, Dorian, Aisha.
I was coming to that. Aisha, Dorian. Oh, no. Dorian, Aisha. Nice to meet you, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. My name is Dorian.
My name is Aisha.
And how long has this been a dream?
I don't know where the accent is coming from, but I've been
Hey, why is she
honestly,
shading me in the first episode?
I've been wanting to do
We're
a
going to break up
podcast
after this.
since 2019. And when have you?
2021, after I made a documentary called Representing. It was about just the struggles of Black people in arts. I was like, I need to make this a podcast and make it like an ongoing thing. And we already made plans. I picked a co-host because I didn't want to do it alone. I was like, I'll just sit down and be talking to myself. It's weird. And but then COVID hit, never happened. Why here now, Charlotte? Skip the sad stories.
It's very interesting. I remember, was it last week I texted you? I was like, we should start a
Yeah, and I
podcast.
was like, I was thinking about that all night.
The same thing, like the same night you were thinking about
Is
it.
witchcraft.
I told you, village people, they do usually be chasing me sometimes.
But like, they give me good ideas. Like, they're not against me, they're for me typically. So,
Yeah, I don't know about my own.
shout out to my village people.
I don't shout out to my own. I don't know about them.
You're working overtime. So, anyway, we're starting out, and eventually, we're going to have a bunch of guests, a few friends, a few family members, a few haters.
Oh,
We'll
okay.
have people from hopefully all over the world coming in, and eventually too we hope we'll have like some phone calls as well, just people calling and sharing their trauma bonding experiences with us. That'd be like super dope. Come and tell us all your deepest darkest secrets and we'll tell everyone.
I'm quite excited. You can see as I'm cheating from cheek to cheek. I'm quite excited, honestly, because I've been saying this thing and everyone around me is like,
Just do
okay,
it already.
all right.
Just get into it.
And yeah, this first episode is just going to be chilled. We're just going to be talking about ourselves.
A little intro.
Yeah, get to know us a little bit, you know, our cute self and all. Yeah.
So we're thinking like the first episode would be nice if it's just us chilling, just kind of being ourselves. Because we like to think we're funny and we hope you do too. You know?
Oh,
And
yeah.
if you don't, then like, I can fight.
We are self-employed clowns, anyways.
Period.
Yeah.
Well, unpaid clowns, realistically speaking, because we do this shit for free.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll get paid to be party clowns. We'll see. We'll
We'll
see.
see.
So I have a list of questions. I was hoping we'll just go over to kind of set the ball rolling and kind of see where it goes.
The good thing is I don't even know. I haven't seen those
I
questions.
know, it's a surprise. And I think
Nice.
we'll just do this. Like I actually made a list of 21 questions. OCD much, right?
As in 50 cents.
Yeah, so so we'll share it. I'll do one, you do the second one. Because if we're all answering the same questions, it'd be boring. The rest, you just have to kind of guess what's going on in our heads.
Cool.
If you're watching us on YouTube, thank you. Like, subscribe, and share whatever those YouTubers say. Or else, we fight. If
You'll
you're
be seeing me in
listening,
your dream.
I come physically and in a dream. It's up to you. Choose your subscription package.
I can't fight in person. I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter. But in that dream, I will visit you.
I am a witch part-time, so
Huh.
do with that information.
I don't.
Tell my mother not hear this
Huh.
rubbish. She asked me who gave me witchcraft
I don't
too.
subscribe to that, sis.
I do. I subscribe full time. Yeah, if you're listening to us on audio, hello, welcome. Do they like subscribe and share on audio? I
They
don't
do
actually
like
know if
and
people
rate.
like
They like and
generate.
rate.
Okay,
Yeah.
5 stars or else.
Or else. We don't want encouragement. We don't want you can do this
We
better.
don't
Just
want you
five
can do
stars.
better. Just 5 stars.
Yeah.
Because we're 5-star babes. See, like, stop playing. All right, we're gonna just hop into the questions and see where it goes from there. We're gonna hop into the questions.
All right.
So first question is for you. Can you share a little about your background and what brought you here today?
As in, well,
I mean, it's like a double-edged sword, the question, because it could be literally what brought you here, motoka, or
right.
Oh. What brought you here on like a mental level, like the
like my journey,
yeah, where you're at right now, like how'd you get
in my life?
Mm-hmm.
Ha, for number one, that's a loaded question,
very loaded, my sister. Yeah. This is trauma bonding podcast. Let's trauma bond.
A brief history about my life, just. Mm. Just to let you know a little bit about me. In case you cannot tell, I'm a woman.
Ah.
God, I beg.
Well, it's good to let them know. It's kind of complicated these days. And I fuck with inclusion. But you gotta let them know. Yeah.
I'm 26.
Pronounce that she, her, right?
Yeah, she, her.
Okay.
Huh. For now, I guess. Ooh. I do usually...
Ah, for waiting. I'll tell your mom you. Don't play.
I mean, fuck up. On my background, I'm the second out of four kids. I'm the first daughter. I like to say I have the world's best parent. Just a disclaimer, sometimes English fails me sometimes. So if I mispronounce something, just ignore it, I beg.
English is hard.
It's really hard.
Sometimes we'll do English, we'll do accents. I'll do British accent this minute. The next minute, I'm going to switch into an American accent. You never know what you will get with me because I decrease. Uh-huh. But just take us the way we are, like, at the end of the day.
It's hard. I mean, that's the only language I can speak, Sarah, and it's very difficult sometimes. Back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
I am the first daughter. I was raised by amazing parents. Yeah, so that's basically my background. Well, Abuja babes, born and raised.
More or less, yeah.
Now we're Canada babes.
Period.
As young adults.
But we don't identify with Edmonton, Sha. Because in my mind, I don't even know where I live. But I'm Sha Canadian.
Yeah, but not Edmonton. But in my mind, I'm going to rep my city to the core. Just like you rep Benin. Abuja.
I'm repping Benin.
They're repping Benin.
Oh, yes.
Me,
yes.
I'm repping.
I even brought ABJ what they call, what my people call Enikau. Enikau means ancestors. The ancestors are here with me. So if you try me, anything you see, they come.
Oh, damn. So, yeah, what brought me here? I came here in 2015 for school, and I'm still here. Yeah, and I don't know.
Which one is I'm still here?
I'm still here now. I'm alive.
You're still here.
I'm alive.
That's very loaded.
Yeah.
It's been a battle, eh?
Was it?
Just, I think generally just school is like torture. Yeah. We literally get paid to be tortured and then at the end we get a certificate of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically slavery, man.
You know, I do it. Like school.
I do too, but like regardless, you to still fuck with your mentals a little bit. Sorry guys, our video grapher is a mad woman. She forgot where she was. It's okay. We'll take it as is.
It's okay. We'll fix and edit.
I'll just leave it in because it's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
It's funny as
fuck. By the way, it's her birthday today.
Yeah, so shout out to Bamsin.
Shout out to her.
Behind the camera on her birthday. We put out to work on her birthday as true Nigerians.
What is it? Is it like 1 a.m. right now?
Yeah, and we have her out here working for us. It's called unpaid internship.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what you're saying is the journey so far has been amazing parents.
Yeah.
And I'm jealous. But no tea, no shade. Amazing parents moved here for school.
Yeah.
And you're still here.
I'm still here. And that's basically it.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Just along the line, we'll just release a little bit more.
You get to know us as you go.
Yeah. But that's it. I don't want to give you guys too much. We're just a mysterious baby. Huh?
Mm. You pretty much just answered for the both of us, so I don't need to answer the question.
No, you don't.
Do you want to read the second one?
Yeah, it says, and sometimes reading is challenging.
It says, I'm going through a lot.
What unique challenges have you faced as a minority?
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to ChatGPT for just stressing the fuck out of us, because what the hell?
Like, you can only pick one, because I know there are actually a lot.
Don't do me like that, fam. You're trying to tell these niggas that I'm crazy?
Yeah.
So, repeat the question. I have ADHD.
Okay. What unique challenges have you faced as a minority?
I'm gonna... list. I would say racism. I've had my fair share of racism, which is unfortunate, but... I think something that's funny about the whole experience is being from Nigeria, growing up in Nigeria, mm-hmm. I never really knew that racism was a thing. Like, I don't know. But while you saw it, crazy, imagine, for the first couple of, like, I think, years living here, I would be racially discriminated against. I wouldn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was later along the line I met other, like, Nigerians, or, like, sorry, other black people here mm-hmm. who would say things like, that was racism. And I'm like, oh, okay. Was it? Because it just wasn't a thing for us. I think the struggle is different. We deal with, like, tribalism and a bunch of other right. stuff. So as soon as I did become woke and aware of the discrimination, I guess I would get a little bit offended. But I'm still probably not as offended as the next person. I just laugh it off. So, like, racism is the first thing. And even the racism itself is loaded because it's, like, the microaggressions
right.
and the macroaggressions.
Mm-hmm.
I have this experience where, as I am now, big breasts, there's hair, dressed like a lady for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have times where people, like, of majority, see, yeah, this trauma bonding, I don't need to nice it up, Indian people and white people would look at me and call me sir. And initially, I didn't think it was, like, a thing, like, it was a microaggression or it was discrimination. I'm not a man. That's weird. And sometimes I would think it was because I like to keep my hair low cut. Maybe that's why they're mistaking me for a guy. But I get breasts, at least, if nothing else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there'll be times where I have this, like, I have effeminate hair. Why are you still calling me sir? It took me a while to realize that it was, like, a thing to, like, bring me down. When I started to read up on how they think black women are masculine and all that weird stuff. But anyways, racism is a big thing. What else have I experienced here?
Just one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the one.
Because it's too long.
Yeah, we don't want to give you all our bullet points. Let's draw my bond on racism. I thought about this when I was like, because I'm an overthinker. I was thinking and planning for the podcast. And I was like, should we do, on the first episode, should we talk about racism? I was like, probably not. It's going to be dark. But here we are, guys. All right. On to the next question.
Yeah.
How has your cultural background influenced your identity?
Oh, a lot.
Mm.
A lot.
Unpack that.
Because we grew up in, I'm going to say this a lot of times, and you guys get tired of hearing this. We grew up in ABG. We went to the same university.
High school.
High school.
Yeah.
And ABJ is very Hausa based.
For the most part. It's supposed to be a no man's land, but it's very northern.
It's very northern. Mm. And there's just something about being Yoruba and being different that I really appreciated. Okay. And it was just basically, you know, this is your identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I just, even till today, when people first meet me, they can't really, they can't tell where I'm from. The first thing people say is, oh, you're from the north.
My mom and dad thought you were Hausa.
Exactly.
Up until like 2 days ago, I was like, actually, I'm not Hausa.
It's people that have known me for a while, and because of the way the little things that I speak, that like I put, incorporate a little bit of Yoruba into it. And I'm a very pretentious Yoruba babe. Because if you hear me speaking and I say, put some verbs and put some words into it, you think, oh, she's very fluent. I'm not.
Oh, okay. So you're a catfish.
I'm a huge catfish. I'm such a huge catfish, guys. Like, but that's what I want to do, like, going forward. I want to learn more Yoruba. I want to understand my culture a little bit more.
Aww.
And my dad's culture, anyways. I want to understand it a little bit more.
Not you out here setting New Year's resolution.
I mean, it's June. We might as well start now.
Good luck with that.
So how did it affect my identity?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think,
cultural background. You kind of answered it already.
Yeah, it just did.
Where you're from has helped you, even though you're pretending.
Even though I pretend a lot. Oh my God. Shout out to Jennifer's Diaries. Because, honestly, when Funke Akindele brought that shit out, I'll just be there. Just so
it's
words.
Actually cool to be
Yoruba. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, it's actually really cool to be Yoruba.
They're just some words. From that,
really,
and I use it all the time randomly. And nobody knows what I'm talking about. And Didirin and Basije,
yeah.
Otabi means my enemies.
Oh yeah, shout out to African Magic Yoruba too.
Period.
Fuck man.
No, but African Magic Yoruba, you can't learn much there. Yeah. I'm too busy just reading the upside down English in the subtitles. I don't actually watch the movie. That's why I'm looking, I'm laughing. I'm like, wait, what? There was this, I still remember this one. She's like, she comes in, she sees her mom and she says, oh, good morning. And the mom is like, what if I do not good morning? You cannot even... I didn't watch the movie, I was reading myself. I was like,
there's some things that you can't translate, and it's so funny.
And if you try to directly translate it, it just looks weird. So
yeah, that's it. I'm your rubber babe. Half anyways.
Halfway. Alright, what was it? Number four.
Is it me? Oh.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Can you tell us about a particularly crazy or unexpected life experiences you've had?
Why do I get all the weird questions? I don't know.
They're all weird questions, to be honest.
No, but yours is always cultural background.
Yeah, like sunshine it is. And butterflies, yeah. And I'm just sunshine, mental issues.
So particularly crazy experience that has come out.
Or unexpected life experience you've had. Just pick one, because I know you have a lot.
What's your problem?
No, what's your problem? Pick one crazy life experience you have.
Unexpected and crazy. Marriage.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'll say. I'm not even gonna go for that.
Let's not even go
unexpected. I married. I even all of my friends that found out that I got married, did not expect that was ever going to happen. And it was not even from an insultive perspective. I know how a lot of girls will talk about how, oh, I've envisioned my wedding day since I was a little. I did not have such dreams. You know, I was just trying to make money and take care of my family. I'm very family oriented.
Yeah.
But I also always pictured myself as a mother. Because I'm the first born daughter, and like, I don't know, trauma. That's another thing, we need to trauma bonding. We need to find other first born daughters. Let's cry.
I'm technically a first born daughter, aren't I?
Did you suffer?
Well, no.
Get out.
Wait, no. But there was a time, I think one of my siblings told me that, Aisha, calm down. Nobody's asking you to do all this thing. I'm like, you know what?
You're right.
You're right. I had to calm down. I'm like, you know what? Everybody will be fine at the end of the day.
Firstborn daughters are automatically the extra parents. You don't really get to choose.
I'm that.
Yeah, you're like raising your siblings.
Not that.
And then everybody is looking at you as the role model. And that's a lot of pressure. Like, I should be allowed to fuck up and make mistakes and learn from my mistakes. But when there's all this pressure and all these people looking up to me, then I feel like a failure when I make mistakes. But then, like, mistakes are normal. Like, everyone will make fucking mistakes.
Right.
So, it is what it is. But, because of pretty much, like, being part of the upbringing of my siblings, I'm not that much older than them, but, like, a decent amount. It made me already have a lot of practice with parenting. So, I would always say, I want a son.
Wow.
I don't want daughters. It sounds controversial, but it just is what it is. I only want sons.
We need to unpack that later.
Yeah, maybe. I would be open to that. Yeah. I only want sons, and so I have a son. Period.
The cutest.
Yeah, so that's another life-changing experience. Mm-hmm. Just pregnancy, childbirth, motherhood. Life-changing. You go from... I've never been a me person. I've always been thinking about everyone else but myself. But now it's a different kind of sacrifice wherein it went from my siblings, my parents, me, to my son, my siblings, my parents, and then me. So it's kind of put him up on the hierarchy, and he's like top priority before anything else and before everyone else. And I don't care how anybody feels about that. Yeah.
As you should.
Mm-hmm. It's just like a determination to make sure I am what I wish I had for him. That's how I close that question.
Breaking the cycle.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Number five now.
Yeah, number five. What are some of the most significant moments in your life that have shaped who you are? You can do like three.
Oh, the thing about me is, I don't know, maybe I need to go to the doctor or something. I know. Seriously. Because I forget a lot of things. Like,
I mean,
is you that yeah, actually
there's times
remind
I
me
remind her of like childhood memories that like are priceless really? In my head, and she's like, wait, so that happened?
That happened. I can't remember. I do have embarrassing thoughts because I blocked them out.
Everything's gone.
Everything is just blocked. There's some like
the bad
things that shaped me. I think most recently, like, my dad passed away 2 years ago.
I think that's still shaping me a bit.
Very amazing man, by the way. The best. Just
I don't know
a lot of Nigerian like people of his generation that are that like woke.
We'll talk about him a little bit more later, maybe when we talk about grief or something, but he was just, I think that really shaped me. COVID shaped me. COVID really showed me that, damn, I could really go to the deep end. And it also made me realize that I could come out of it, because I'm really proud of myself for coming out of that.
COVID made me very plump. I was like, the fattest I've ever been in my life.
I gained...
Because all we did was sit down and eat.
75 pounds.
And play video games.
I gained 75 pounds. Imagine that.
Do you go back and see pictures now? You're like, what the fuck was that? And we're so... I don't know if it's like... a coping mechanism for like a traumatic situation we're in. We didn't even see that something was wrong with the way living and how we were looking and letting ourselves go until now that we're like significantly better and we look back and like, what be that?
I still look at some of my pictures, I'm like, what the fuck was that on? And it was like, it was 2020 and 2021.
I want to say something dark. So I look back now, because right after COVID was when I got married, and I look back now and I'm like, no wonder I didn't marry you anymore. I'm like, look at how I look. This is like, I don't know if I would want to fuck me. You can't make fun of me if I already make fun of myself.
We're all for body positivity.
Like right now, like
love yourself at each stage.
No, now I'm at like the end of each other. If I was a bad bitch, I want to fuck
a
me too.
A bad bitch,
I want to hurt me too. But that time, like
a babe is a, it's a babe.
A babe is a babe, but at that time, the babe was not baby. The babe was not like. It takes a certain level of like. I feel like it takes a certain level of like mental growth for you to be able to say, okay, this is my glow up. Yeah. Did you get So I glowed up, then I glowed down, but I'm back again.
I'm not back, but I'm getting there. I'm grateful.
You have to give yourself enough credit.
Thank you.
You look good. You don't look bad.
I know. We're more fine. It's not easy to look like this. I'm beautiful. Beautiful.
You have to give yourself credit, like.
But I see the goal, so I know where I'm going.
So any day you're feeling like you're not doing enough, or like, oh, should I do something more? Look at those COVID pictures.
I try not to, but I do be looking at
Look at them sometimes. And say, wow.
Wow.
I did that.
Yeah.
That should be your only motivation. Just go back, look at where you're coming from. And like, do I want to go back there? No.
No.
And you start to see the positives. Yeah. Yeah.
That was interesting. Anyways.
I have to let my intrusive thoughts out.
Yeah,
on this podcast.
Was this my question? I think I've answered. Yeah, I'm done.
You did answer. Yeah, I did answer. Number six.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. It says, how do you cope with or overcome the trauma you've experienced? Damn. Why is this just putting in the spot? Just in case.
Welcome back to Trauma Bonding Pod with Aisha and Dorian. We just took a quick little commercial break. We don't have any commercial to give you, but welcome.
Maybe in the future.
What should we advertise? Oh, yeah, we could actually do some advertisements. What am I wearing? My pants. You can't see them, but they are very cute. They're from my brother's store. It's called Fahad Store.
Shout out to Fahad.
Yeah, shout out to Fahad for always putting us on to some vintage stuff. And our producer also.
Bampton, shout out to her. The birthday girl.
Yeah, the birthday girl owns Breaded by Bampton. She makes juice from organic products.
Yeah.
And it's done in a very healthy and organic
fashion. Had it. Like, it's really good.
Yeah. I'm not even a juice person, but I think it's really good. And it's support black businesses now.
Support. My brother, Abdullah, has...
Yeah, he also owns...
Custom Wave. He co-owns that. So it's like a...
He makes graphic clothing tees. Brand. Yeah.
Yeah, like graphic tees.
Really cool clothing. And stuff. Yeah. Fahad Store sells like vintage, thrifted, and curated items. Mm-hmm. All these brands are on Instagram. And if you'd like us to plug your brand, I beg, just send us a DM.
Yeah. I love graphic tees. Like, we do love graphic tees.
We do.
And,
we're considering, like, starting a line ourselves. So, We'll see.
We'll let you all know if we actually do it.
Yeah. So back to my deep ass question.
It says, how do you cope with or overcome the trauma you've experienced?
I don't.
Short and sweet.
No, I'm just playing. With the trauma I've experienced, I have a boatload of trauma. And I'm not even saying that shit to be like attention seek, you know, because it's an aesthetic. I wish it was not for me, but it's part of who I am. But I like to think that the trauma and the experience has helped me to shape this wonderful, amazing woman that I've become.
Yeah.
And I also like to think that if I didn't experience a lot of the stuff that I did, I wouldn't be where I am today, either mentally or physically or however. I haven't quite overcome my trauma yet. I'm still kind of working on it. This feels like therapy. I don't know.
Yeah. Should we talk about how therapies are very pretentious?
Yes.
They're extremely pretentious.
To listen to me. Don't say that though. I'm studying psychology. I want to be a therapist. I'm not going to pretend.
Go to therapy,
guys.
Hire me when I finish school.
We do need men.
Come on, talk to... Are we not pretend?
Men.
Men talking about your feelings.
Talk about your feelings.
Toxic masculinity.
I'm talking about myself. Please. Go to therapy, I beg.
Yeah. Find a therapist that works with your energy and your aura. Please, don't be going around and putting your trauma on young ladies and young men that do not traumatize you. Hurt people. Go to therapy.
Go to therapy. If you don't take any of this, go to therapy. We just like making fun of therapists.
Yeah, because I'm an upcoming therapist. I make fun of them.
That's why we do. Uh-huh. But please go to therapy.
Please go to therapy. Thank you.
I forget that our humor doesn't actually translate to us because we don't really know who we are.
It's dark humor. Don't take lots of things personally. I'm very dark, so I would make you sad with the jokes I make. But later on, you think about it and you laugh.
That's why when she's talking about this trauma, I'm just laughing because I'm like...
And sometimes I do this thing where I just randomly drop trauma on her. She's like, wait, what? And it takes her a moment to process it.
Yeah, maybe she'll tell me now. And then I forget. In a year, she'll tell me the same thing. And I'm screaming.
And I'm like, wait, you never told me. So I'm like, bro, I told you this last year. You're like, oh, she's like, oh, shit.
That's what I said. I forget.
And sometimes, too, if I tell you now in like 2 hours, you'll be like, wait, though.
You said this.
Did you say... And I'll be like, yes, I said.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, but I just
process things slowly. It might be ADHD, but I never finished school. They don't stress me.
So funny.
But I haven't finished overcoming the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on it. And the way that I deal with trauma these days is just... Igbo.
To our non-Nigerian listeners, Igbo is ganja,
weed, marijuana,
Canadian loud.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
We can stop the avec before you expose yourself too much.
No, but realistically though, I talk to friends that I'm close to that kind of understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Sometimes too, if I'm just like sad or depressed, I reach out to everyone around me. And just knowing that I have somehow like impacted someone's life, or just knowing that people around me are good, sometimes is soothing enough. Other times I play video games. These days, I just like shut out the entire world and just spend a lot of time with my son. It's a very fulfilling and gratifying experience. I also have one cute boyfriend like that helps me get through my depression. Let him not say that.
Should I give him a shout out?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No. We're trying to be that kind of mysterious.
Oh.
After we marry, then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But yeah, that's pretty much it. We're going to go to the next question, number seven. What role has your family played in your journey?
Well, my question is so love and light.
Do you want to exchange?
Okay.
Let's exchange. Okay. Number eight is, can you share a funny or bizarre story from your childhood?
I told you I blocked a lot of things in my head.
Find it.
Let me try and find it. I'm the only one that went to boarding school for 3 years.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's just 1 to just 3.
Yeah. Guess why?
Why?
Weight loss.
They're like, this baby is eating too much. Get out of this house. Go eat another person's food.
No, it's not with that. No, it's not that. I just thought that would be hilarious. But it was...
That's the truth, I thought.
That's the truth. It's my parents sound like they're really crazy people. But no, it's not like that. I think it's...
one of our neighbors, that the daughter was in that school, and I really wanted to go to the school, and I was super excited.
So you chose that?
I did choose that for myself. How was that's the why experience? I said NTIC NSS one.
How was the experience?
It was interesting, actually. It wasn't bad.
What school was this?
Cherryfield College.
Oh. I heard Cherryfield is like a good school.
It is a good school. It was a good school. There were some really terrible people. They were like, every school has those like crazy seniors or stuff like
that. Were you bullied or?
At the time, I didn't really think.
Cherryfield is a big man's school, right?
Yeah, it's like yeah, it was just very, I didn't really think I was. Just people just trying to one-up each other and that kind of stuff.
I didn't go to boarding school.
I did go for 3 years. And I cried my way out of it. I told my parents that they are killing me. I was
sleeping. But if it was a good time, then why did you want to?
Because I wanted to leave. I wanted to be with my... Yeah. I really wanted... The first day, I really wanted to leave home.
Do you know the boarding school anthem? Like that little girl that was wearing a long skirt that sings, I wanna go home to my brothers and my sisters.
Was that you?
Yes!
Oh my God.
Most people know that's the end. It's like she's at boarding school. She hates it there. So she starts singing, I wanna go. I wonder what she was going through.
That was me, because I initially was so excited to go. Mm. But immediately, because you know me, how I feel about my family.
Very family oriented.
I'm very family, family. So I missed my siblings a lot and my parents. So that's why I was like,
I have a crazy story about boarding school, even though I didn't go.
Oh, damn.
Let me share. It's not like crazy like that. It's just funny.
Okay.
So I was supposed to go to Regina Patches. It's like an all-girls Catholic school.
Yeah.
You have to write an exam to get in. And they don't have midterm breaks or anything in between. You stay the whole 3 months away from your family and they're not allowed visits either. It's like prison.
Oh, but
my mom wanted me to go to a good Christian school. I don't know why or when she entered that phase, but she's like, yeah. And also, I had a lesson teacher that would teach me math, Miss Sarima, who punched me in the eye. But that's a story for another day. I have a lot of stories. Don't play. Wait. So Miss Sarima taught at Regina Apache, so he convinced my mom that that was a good school to take me to.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to write the entrance exam. I'm in the library. I'm writing it. While I'm writing the exam, I just see this gang of big, scary girls. Right? They all have low-cut hair because you must cut your hair.
Okay.
And the school gives you specific, like, everybody has to cut their hair, like skin cuts. And anytime it grows, when you go home on holiday, you cut it and bring it back again kind of vibe. So big, scary girls. They're all very tall, relatively bigger than me. And I was a tall kid, but I was very lanky. I was very tiny. Maybe now I don't need a job. So I was like very skinny. It's pretty easy to beat, but nobody really used to try me because once you see that you're tall, people are automatically intimidated by you. That's like something I noticed growing up. So when I'm writing my exam, I see them. There's like 7 of them. They have their like pants like hanging low. They're sagging, and they have like all white clean sneakers, clean shorts, clean singlets, but they're sagging and they're just bouncing around and they're very masculine, if I'm allowed to use that word.
You are.
So they're just kind of strutting around, but I'm writing my exam, and then one comes up to me. What are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm just writing the entrance. We are coming here. And then she eyes me up and down. Like, now I know she was checking me out, but when I was like little, I didn't know what that was. So I was like,
okay.
And then she walked away. She walks away. I didn't know that. You know, my mom is overprotective of us. If there's anything my mother will fight for in this life, it's her children. But I think it's like a Benin woman thing. Benin women will kill for their child. I can't speak for anybody else. That's just one thing I know for sure. So I didn't know my mom was watching the whole exchange. So I finished the exam. They tell me I've passed. They offered me admission. But since I get to the camp, my mom is like, you're not going to that school.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? Not that I wanted to go. I just wanted to know why. And I'm I told you so type of child. So I told her I didn't want to go there. She's like, well, I went to boarding school. Look at how I turned out. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. You can go too. I'm like, okay, fine, I guess. I was not looking forward to it, but I didn't have too much of a say. And I went to El Amin from GS1 to GS3. There was no SS1 to SS3 at the time within El Amin Abuja. So that's why we're looking for a different school. Anyway.
And we both landed in NTIC.
NTIC was another story altogether. Oh, I entered as, my mom had to fight to get me in.
Oh, God.
Just wait.
We'll talk about it.
So anyway, my mom's like, I'm not going to that school. And I'm like, why? And she's like, oh, do you see those girls strutting around looking like men? I feel like they rape you. I'm like, wait, what?
Mom,
yes. Damn. She's like, they look like, why was she looking at you like that? So I was like, looking at me like, what? I was very oblivious.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what was going on. My mom was like, you will not understand. Let's go home. But now I kind of understand that they were like a group of dykes, basically. And they were checking me out as my next victim type shit. Because, you know, there's all these, I don't know because I didn't go to boarding school in Nigeria, but there's all these stories from girls and boys about their experience with the LGBTQ, and it's usually not pretty. It's typically like trigger warning, but like abuse related things. So my mom was like really worried about that. And when she saw those girls, she's like, yeah, no child of mine is going to be victimized. Because she always also had this fear of
Happy us. Pride Month,
yeah,
by the
Happy
way.
Pride Month, yeah. Everyone. We do not have anything against like the LGBTQ community.
Just
I'm just
end
sharing.
It in Happy
I'm
Pride
just
Month.
Sharing my story. No, it's always good to give a disclaimer.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah, so you don't think we're homophobic or anything. I'm not. No, it's what I'm trying to say is I don't discriminate. Let's just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so because of those stories and because
you
of
you probably need to cut this part out because it's just too much treading waters. Yeah, just. Put it out there. Just continue.
It is what it is. But yeah, so my mom was kind of worried about stuff like that happening to me. So I ended up not going to Regina Patches and ended up at NTIC.
Yeah, shout out to NTIC.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. This says, what role has your family played in your journey?
I think I already kind of talked about that a little
you
bit.
You did,
with, like, my mom shielded us from a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So I guess a lot of things that I could have or would have experienced that were not necessarily positive, she shielded us from, which is great. Shout out to my mom for being an amazing mother and continuously supporting us and just being a cool chick. Also, I think my family helped me with like preparing for motherhood. I find that I don't really see motherhood as challenging as maybe the next person I probably thought I would, because it just feels like, oh, I've had a lot of practice, so it's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't worry too much when it comes to, am I a good mother, am I not going to be a good mother, because I've had like a really good mom to watch for the most part. And
nice.
Also
shout out to your mama.
Yeah. And also just experience with my siblings too, like being their bonus mom.
Mm-hmm.
Helped me prepare. So there's nothing I would really face when it comes to my son that I wouldn't be able to face head on. And just the traumas of a firstborn child, I think, have turned me into this very strong woman who can deal with and handle most situations, just really chill. I never panic.
Can I just interject there, if you don't mind? I hate the terminology of strong woman.
Me too.
I hate it with every I'm not strong.
So I have a theory.
If it's to carry weight inside gym, I can't do that one.
I can't.
If it's to punch or do boxing, I've been doing boxing since I was 14. I can't do that one.
I did boxing for a bit too.
Since I was 14, I still boxing. Don't try me. I can't do all those things. But emotional, like strong, nah.
I'm
very
spiritual.
Because even on top of that, still safe.
No, because I feel say all this, yeah, strong woman. What people they always tell me. That's what is attracting stress in my way. I'm a weak woman. I don't have power. I don't have strength. I don't have energy.
I don't have strong woman. What are strong woman? What? It's just they're just dumping a lot of trauma on you.
So it's. I think that it comes from a good place.
No,
a lot of times it's like when I accidentally blurt out my trauma. Then I hear, oh, you're such a strong woman. And then I don't really feel anything. I think people say that to make you feel better and to feel like, oh, you've been through so much, yet you have overcome. But it doesn't really do anything for a lot of us. We're just chilling. Like, even after you tell me I'm a strong woman, I'm still traumatized.
No, so I'm a very fragile babe. I'm a delicate flower. You know when they're coming to propose, you say we saw a flower in your garden.
Proceed with caution.
Please. I'm a very delicate flower, babe. I'm not a strong woman. Just carry your strength and go there.
She's upset. She
I am it. Actually. I don't like that phrase, a strong woman. Fucking hell.
Alright, we're going to go to the next question, which is, can you share a funny or bizarre story from your childhood?
Isn't that just
Oh no, we did that already now, because we
that.
Did the exchange.
Yeah.
Never mind. What does resilience mean to you and how do you embody it?
Going back to this strong woman P. I don't know. They're just targeting me and wanting me to say something out of time. Resilience. To me, I'll just say it as a way of, in a spiritual or religious aspect. Recently, I've started...
To pray for your enemies.
Actually, I have. Which is really interesting. Like, I don't believe in the concept of having enemies. Because I don't have... I don't care about you that much to
I have make enemies, you...
She does. All the to my people enemies. That say, oh, I have haters. I don't care. I don't think I care.
I have haters, about... though.
She does. I don't think I care about you that much for you to be my enemy or my haters. But I do be praying for you people that care don't about like them, me though. Or people that have done me dirty.
This is the concept of hating.
Yeah.
I see you now today.
Yeah.
You're wearing this hat. It looks good on you. Mm. And I hate you for it.
I know. But you know, you have... You don't have to care. I just hate you because they just saw
it's
you.
My aura.
Yeah.
Because even growing up as a kid, I had like... In SS... Not SS3, nursery 3. My teacher didn't like me. She told me she would vomit on my head. Yes, she told me she would vomit on my head.
Yo, you have really crazy
the thing experience. Is, she told me, if you don't shut up your mouth, I will vomit all the bitterness inside my stomach on your head. And I was a child. I didn't know she meant, like, figuratively. I thought she literally meant, I will vomit on you.
Yeah.
That's traumatizing. Oh,
I feel you. Yeah,
do you get it? Because even that too is a threat to a child.
It is a threat.
Why were you vomiting on me? What happened?
No, but I do be praying for my haters. Going back to that.
Ogun de kill all my haters.
No, I do. The reason, I don't know. The thing about me is you get to know. I pray quite a lot.
I should say prayer warrior.
Everybody needs prayers, honestly. I do be praying a lot. And sometimes, if you mention something to me that you're going through, or just something casually, even if we're not friends, or maybe you've done me something bad, or whatever, I'll pray for you that it goes well, and I'll pray for God to touch your hearts, because at the end of the day, like, we're all in this world, and we're all trying to figure our ways, and whatever. So yeah, I just pray for you to find something better. I don't know.
I admire that. I don't have that level of maturity. Okay. You offend me, I swear for you. Very simple.
I think it takes a lot of energy to actually carry someone in your mind like
that. I will go naked, swear for you.
I can't.
I'll take my own finish.
There's nothing
like why I pray for my haters. Ogun go kill my haters.
I think it's actually more about you than them. Because if you remove the burden of hate from yourself, you feel a lot lighter. Because I'm like, I don't have the strength or mental capacity to be keeping track of people that don't like me.
So the thing it's not just about keeping track. The problem with hating is I genuinely have known people who will go out of their way to make shit up about me.
Right.
Like, go to everyone.
You really had bad luck with friends.
My goodness, bro.
You have really terrible luck with friends.
I know. It's been like that since I was a kid. It's not even like something new. I want to believe that it's just not in my star to have a lot of friends. Just pick your tiny circle and just keep it small.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't let what I've been through or what people do to me change who I am. I'm still going to be amazing to the people I meet. I'm still going to impact lives.
Right.
And I've always had this fear of taking the trauma and taking the negative experience and then hurting people who don't deserve it. I never want to do that.
Because
hurt people,
right? Hurt people.
So because I'm hurt and I'm like on this damage course, and everybody I meet along the way, I just traumatize them. I don't feel like that's fair.
No, it's
so
not.
So I work extra hard not to turn into a horrible human being. I just still remain.
Well, you're doing
good.
A damn good job based on everything that you've overcome.
Thank you.
Or you're overcoming. I just want to let you know you're doing a really good job, actually.
I think you can thank Asha for that.
Yeah. That's her son, by the way.
Yeah, I always like to ask myself these days, like, the person I'm becoming, is that someone I would like my son to look up to? Yes, no.
Yeah.
That's what kind of forms my decisions and my day-to-day activities.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to influence him and teach him to be a positive human being. But if I'm just a weirdo and I'm just doing witchcraft all around, then
I mean,
raise a baby witch.
Yeah.
And I don't want that. I want him to be I want to give him the best that I can. Just
right.
Leave the rest for the superior being.
Yeah, you're a pretty good mother. You're
please
really
stop, I'm shy.
Good.
I don't want to talk about it. I find it difficult to process compliments. So you compliment me, I shut down mentally.
I do that too. I don't like when the attention is on me or when someone is complimenting me. I don't know where to look.
Oh my God.
I'm always like,
stop.
Please stop. It's so embarrassing. I'm like, stop.
May we someday overcome a lot of these things that we deal with and just get to the point where we're just... I think at this point, I don't even know if happiness is the goal, like contentment. It's just getting to the point.
Happiness is the goal for me. I'm sorry.
Not all of us will be happy. That's the reality of life. So I say contentment because I want us all to get to the point where we're just okay. Like we're good.
We can aspire for more than okay, please.
When I say okay, it sounds true. I mean like we're good.
Okay.
Like we're not worried about anything. We don't have anything that's traumatizing us. We're just like we're doing great in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about happiness because
everything is.
That's cut. Okay.
Thank you. How's that going?
So far, so good.
All right.
Welcome testing, back. Testing.
1, 2.
Actually, I have a very nice voice, so it's just that
you left it as
my non-nice.
Oh, okay.
To me, it's nice.
No vex.
To me, it's nice, yeah.
I thought you were going to say, well, I left it at home. I've understood.
To me, it's nice. In another life, I'm Beyonce.
Welcome back, guys. We're back from yet another commercial break. I feel like the energy is getting lower.
It is getting lower. So I have some questions to ask. Is it like 2 a.m.? This is way past my bedtime.
Yes, I'm surprised you're still awake.
Yeah, fun fact, she doesn't sleep.
No. I get tired, but I don't sleep. Yeah. And this is like more talking than I do ever. I don't like talking. I'm not like a talkative person.
I bring that out of you because I do.
It's by force. Yeah, you do. You make me talk. I think when we hang out, I talk more than I've talked through the entire week.
That's why you really like me, though.
I don't know if I like you. I'm just
Wow. Anyways.
She's probably one of my favorite people. Today, I was on the phone with Zagni, my best friend, and she's like, are you cheating on me with Aisha? He's like, is Aisha replacing me? I said, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, she is.
Come on, she's jealous.
Very jealous.
Shout out
to Zagni. I was gisting about my friend in Australia, Amaka. So she posted this meme that said, oh, when you're going through a hard time, you're going through a long day.
Yeah.
And you get on the phone with your long distance best friend and you rant all day. So we had like just come out of a week where we're just going through hell. So we're just ranting to each other on the phone. So she posted it on her story and she tagged me and I reposted it and was like, that's what I'm here for, right?
Yeah.
Just vibes. And then Zagni called me on Face and she's like, are you mad? What do you mean? She's like, so you don't have, you're not afraid. You are posting another person as your best friend. She said, just wait, let me call the Amakase. And she called her, like, are you trying to steal my best friend? I said,
Zagni, it's okay, we can share a bego.
Do you want her to fight you? Which one is we can share?
Sorry, she's all yours.
She doesn't share, you are number 5.
Oh, wow. She's all yours, it's okay. question that I had for you was, what is your view on love? Based on, you know, we've established that you were married.
Love is wicked.
Wicked is. Another place.
Love is wicked, wicked, wicked. Okay. No, that's forever the answer.
Just a big background. I have a very naive aspect of what love is.
A perspective,
right? Because of like what I saw growing up, my parents were so in love and my dad was love itself. So my idea of love is that, and I've always thought that, I always had this fairy tale aspect of what love is. So then when I'm speaking with you guys who have had not so good experiences, it's very interesting for me to realize like what is your perspective of what love is? Romantic love, I mean.
I was about to say like there's different types of love.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never really been a love person or someone who believed in love for the most part.
Right.
For the longest time. My experience with marriage was not really one that was like based off of love. It was an arranged marriage and it just is what it is. But presently I'm in a relationship and I'm learning and I'm growing and my perspective is changing. of like what love means and what it means to be loved and how to be loved right.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to have those negative experiences because you learn what you want, what you don't want, what you like and what you don't like, what you tolerate and what you won't.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't have too much of those experiences, it's hard to kind of know when you're not being loved right.
That's very interesting because for me, you know, I always say that the reason why I avoid relationship like a plague is because I've seen how good it can be.
Yeah.
And then when I notice just a little bit of mediocrity, it scares me. And scares
you away.
Yeah, it scares me away because I avoid it so much. And one other thing too that you mentioned that, you know, the bad experiences makes you see what you actually like. I don't really believe that you have to go through bad experiences.
So I think that everyone has a different story. Like we all have different lives that we've come to live. Some people just find the one right from the start and just never know what it's like to have a negative love experience.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, like my grandma used to say, you have to kiss all the frogs before you get to the prince.
You won't kiss frogs.
Yeah, some people just skip the frogs and go straight
and
to the prince.
And just go straight to the prince. See, I love love on other people. Like, the concept of love just makes me happy inside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think everyone deserves love and everything.
I am a hater.
You are a proud hater.
I'm a hater. Like, I see people in love, I'm just stoned them with sleep.
I told you about the couple gym. Like, there's this couple in the gym. The first time I saw them, this man cannot work out without her having been in his vicinity.
So what if they break up? How will he continue to work out?
So that at first I was like, what's going on? And then I just kept smiling, watching them. I was like, this is so
I would be
cute.
Hating so hard. I don't even
I
care.
Like, this is so cute.
On Valentine's Day, I wake up extra early so I can hate all. Bro, there was time on Instagram.
Yeah.
They posted this couple. They were in the shower together. They were kissing. And then all these Nigerian girls were in the comments. God went. And then I wrote it to end in tears.
She's such a hater. I've never done that God went thing because I've never really
because you
fantasized
don't know
of someone's
you don't know
relationship.
The
yeah,
closed,
you don't
like
really
behind
know.
Closed doors.
Yeah.
There's this couple that people always say, oh my God, I want to be like you. Did I kill that now? I want to be like you. I want to be like you. I'm telling you, like this TikTok couple, they're like the poster board for like love. Everybody wanted to be like them.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't do anything without her. They were always together, they're working out together. Do you get?
Yeah.
That's how it ended. He's in jail.
Hmm.
So you don't know what's happening behind closed doors.
Yeah.
You only see what people, especially with social media.
Even
we could,
see,
bro,
yeah.
We could have the camera on while kissing. We have the camera, we start fighting.
That's true.
You don't know what happens behind closed doors. So please stop using human beings as your role model. You don't know.
It's
like
true.
You literally only see what I want you to see.
You're right.
You can't see behind like the surface, you know?
Anyways, Misha, if your life hurts me, I will pray for you. On my prayer, God loves me. In the middle of the night, I will wake up. I will pray that God forgives you.
I will invoke Amadioha.
I will pray serious prayer for you. Whether it goes as a positive or a negative to you, it shall come to you. And some of us, you know, you've been saying my boyfriend. Then I go love, but some of us are single.
Oh my God, bro.
And we're happy singles out here. Funny enough, I am actually.
It sounds like you're trying to convince yourself.
No, I'm not.
You're a liar.
I'm not.
You're a liar.
That's why I single. I don't keep it there.
No, but
I am.
Aisha is actually happily single.
I'm really happy.
The one person
it's
I know
crazy.
Who just,
like people don't. People are like,
she's
it's
chilling.
Very crazy how happily single. I'm like, yeah. Do you know the stress it is to actually be in a relationship?
It is pretty stressful.
And the stress, I try.
It can be stressful and mentally challenging.
Exactly. And I go through this phase, a little TMI, but I go through these phases where I'm like, okay, it would be nice to have romantic love.
Yeah, and then the next week you're like, nah,
and
I'm
next
good.
Week I'm like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's
but
happens
I think
once
it's
every...
like that even with people in relationships. Like there are days where you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. But like it's the fact that you found the person that you feel is worth trying, then I that's just your motivation to keep going.
Yeah.
What was your question again, Seth? I don't forget.
Love. You've answered it.
Yeah, so I think that my perspective is slowly changing because for the most part, my demeanor was love is wicked because realistically, break and list was, they were trying to warn us, but we're dancing, we're shaking our bum bum, we're breaking waist. It's different for everyone. Some people have come to experience.
But on a different note, I used to win all those dancing competitions as a child. Yes, now. I would just be doing like this as a child.
Can I be there?
Everything. Yeah.
They didn't used to let me participate.
Why?
Because I was tall. So when I come and I want to dance, children start to sing and wait for aunties dance. And I'm literally 10 years old. What the fuck? They didn't even let me enter dancing class.
Oh, tell everybody how tall you are.
I'm just 6 feet. I'm short. Just 6 feet.
Some of us are 5'4".
So apparently, I heard from someone that spinal decompression is like a way to get taller by a few inches. So I do spinal decompression for back pain. And I noticed that I've been getting taller. I'm like, which guy did this? I'm tired. I don't want to grow again. He said, no.
I used to be 5'6" when I was in university.
What were you shrunk?
I don't know. I remember I went to like for medical.
Yeah, just doing everything backwards.
I did not. She was like, she was doing my height. She said, first, she was like, I'm 5'3". I said, like, I said, excuse me, I'm not 5'3", I'm 5'6". She now did the thing, she now showed me. I said, it's not correct. In university, because in my sociology class. No, in my sociology class, like we did some anthropology or whatever course where you had to like measure each other's height. I was 5'6".
I think I know what's happening.
So I don't know how it's like strong.
I know what's happening.
What is it?
You know how you're like having like all these weight goals and you're losing weight. You're losing height.
Ah, does it do like that?
No. Mm-mm. It's just for you. It's very specific to you.
Because I'm you're like, losing height. She said 5'3". I said it's a lie. It was when I went home. I went home and then we did it again. Then I now realized I'm actually 5'4". Anyways, continue. I'm sorry.
I can't remember what I was saying. But yeah, like, Brick and Liz tried to warn us. We're dancing. We genuinely need to pay attention to know that.
Love can be wicked. Yeah, it can be wicked.
Some people will experience the positive and the beautiful side of love. And some people will see Shege. Yeah. Shege pro mask. Yeah. Shege we wear skirt and blouse. Shege we wear bikini. Now. Shege we bone straight. Shege we Brazilian. Shege. We just hope that the shake is like the type you can bounce back from. That's all.
But I'm really scared for me though, because
I feel like you would be just fine.
The reason why I'm really scared for
I'm saying you'll be just fine is I think that you would attract something positive. I don't hope for you that you would ever see anything negative, but also the fact that you have a lot of us, like me, Chukwuka, and a bunch of other people who have experienced love on the good side and love on the bad side, we would not open our eyes and watch you fall into something fucked up.
I'm gonna say, I'll never do that to myself.
We would beat them up before they do that to you.
Thank you. I have a lot of friends that will actually beat people up for me. Quite refreshing, actually. A lot of friends I can call up,
Just give me a place and a time, I'm there.
That's really good. But I feel like, because I have so much love in my heart, and I don't hold any
grudges.
Yeah, I'm like love and light. Whenever I meet, whether it's like I like the person or not, I know me, it takes a lot for me to like someone. I think in my life, I've only ever
liked a couple people.
It's not even up to couple.
One hand?
No. How many is that?
Two.
One and a half. Yeah.
How do
you quantify the half?
Like half a man.
No, I mean, it was very fleeting. Like, it was like, oh, okay, let's see. And then I woke up, I was like, interesting.
Do you ever look back at the people you liked and just think, what the fuck?
Every bloody time.
Me too. I sometimes even look at the people that I dated and I'm like,
I like just like one person ever. And when I looked back, I was like, Aisha, you have questionable taste. But one thing I realized about me is I loved their personality.
So if it's like a childhood crush, don't you think maybe it might be like infatuation as opposed to love?
It was... I'm not talking about love. Hey.
Sorry, as opposed to like, I'm just infatuation.
You I was quite infatuated. I liked the idea of the person. And then I was like, that was very interesting. And that's the thing I'm scared about, because I just wake up and I'm like, that's interesting.
So I think the beautiful way that, like, you could describe love is that you find that person that it feels worth it. And yeah. every day you feel like, okay, I love you even more. I love you, like, yeah. the first time I met you, as opposed to I love you now, and the next minute, like, I don't
feel. Another reason why I'm really scared is because, to me, the idea of love is the only people I love, obviously I love my friends, but the way I love my family, it's so much. And I'm like, if I'm quantifying that as a romantic love, somebody can run me crazy. Because I know my family, like, I'm talking about my mom, my brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. I know they would never do anything to hurt me personally.
Even if they do, you just...
Even, like, they wouldn't... That it won't even come to their mind to do anything that will hurt me intentionally or not.
Mm-hmm.
We need to close that door.
I can go close the door. Okay. No big deal. I want to say that, before I go, as opposed to your experience wherein, like, you saw, like, positive representations of love.
Yeah.
And it made you want to find love that was good. Growing up, I didn't really have a lot of that. I don't know if it's, like, the environment I grew up or the people I grew up with. But it was mainly just, like, negative experiences and, like, relationships and things and people that I would see and think, oh, well, I don't want any part in this, like, I don't want to end up like this.
Yeah.
I think it was just toxic and just very negative looking things. I wanted no part. Like, mm-hmm. notice how I said I didn't ever see myself getting married, because I just thought, oh, well, it's just going to be weird, like, this uncle or this auntie or this person. So it made me afraid of love, afraid of relationships, afraid of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very cool that you had a good experience. It also prepares you for, like, you know what you look forward to.
Right.
I didn't know what to look forward to. I knew I wanted no part of it.
Mm.
And I feel like my mind is changing now, which is nice to have, like, some positive experience considering, like, where I've come from. But we'll hope for the best.
We do be hoping for the best. Yeah. I hope for the best because I feel like I'll be an amazing person, so you have to quantify that by saying something.
I'm tired now. I don't want to love you.
Fucking hell, fuck you. Who wants to love you?
No, but I already said that now.
What's that insult in the door that I used to say? Oswald, like you. Who wants to love you?
I see you. Like, I already told you. Like, I see you finding positive things because you know what to look forward to. Yeah. And for what you don't want, you have us to kind of tell you, I'm a mad person.
Even me, like, I don't have the patience. I need to stop blocking people. I don't know.
You have to find the patience because love is patience. Love will test you.
I'm trying to think of a song that goes with that.
No.
Okay.
Love is wicked.
That's our anthem now. Love is wicked.
I think this might be a good note to end the podcast.
Oh yeah, this might be a good note to end this first episode. I'm very excited actually that we did this.
It went better. I thought I would just get tired and not want to talk.
Yeah.
But I think once there's a camera set up and there's a microphone in front of me, I take up like a new persona that's like very extroverted. But in real life, I don't like to talk.
She's an introvert. Extremely. I used to think I was an introvert, but apparently I'm not. And I get a lot of energy from
She's
people.
She's very outgoing. She's been making me go out of my house a lot lately.
I realized that today was the first Saturday in months that I didn't have anything planned.
And it's because of you, I'm like, oh my God, what can we do now? Because I've never had any friend who wants to go out all the time that actually cared.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's friends who we lived in the same city for years and we never see each other.
No. I hate being... I love my space and I love being, with myself. But I love people. Idle. I don't like being idle. I don't know how to stay in one place. So
they
I do
say
love
an
people.
Idle mind is the devil's workshop.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I'm a little demonic. I don't know. But I like being by myself.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm a self-aware queen.
We do
like being
those...
by myself. Yeah. I like just being in my own space. And I don't like people. I can't lie. Like, I have my people. Like, select people that I really
mess with. I noticed that we're polar opposites. And we're quite similar as well.
So I think those are the best people that get along. Because if we're too similar, we're going to fight. So the fact that we're so different, you like things that I don't like for the most part, it makes you pull me out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And sometimes too, you get to see another perspective of how life is. Darkness True. And light.
Because sometimes I can be all rainbows and sunshine.
And distant sunsets and beaches. And me, I don't know, rain, thunder.
Skull.
Brimstone, skulls.
Death.
Black.
Black. Wow. Oh boy. Yeah, but thank you guys. Honestly, thank you. Yeah. This is really... Yeah, for the first episode, just bear with us. You know, we're still getting our bearings and everything. Ribs. And if you don't like it, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, exactly. Mm-hmm. Big fuck you.
In first episode, we're already saying fuck you to our fans. We should at least wait to blow, like, Burna Boy.
Which one is Danny Fan? No, and also, sorry to anyone who doesn't. I don't curse, so. But I realize that because
it's me.
Recently.
It's me.
It's because of you.
Yeah, because I curse a lot.
You see what you're really rubbing off on me, I guess.
I know, and that's good.
I really don't curse, like, and I think it's my work.
Is it?
It's my workplace. Curse at work? Yeah, we do curse sometimes.
Because
you
always fuck this, fuck that. I'm like,
used to curse before, but that's like, also, I'm sorry to people who don't like cursing.
If you don't like cursing, it is what it is, man.
Yeah, we're
welcome
all
to
adults.
The party. We love you anyway.
At least I'm not saying Ekwensu and Ozwo.
Ekwensu is Igbo, isn't it though? I say Ogun a lot.
Ogun.
I'm always swearing Ogun for people because
I'm
in my baby girl era. No, it's very important.
Yeah.
I like to be able to insult people without them knowing what I'm talking about.
Do you know
about.
What I like the most in Igbo? Onyara.
Is that not mad person?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I like Akunakuna.
What the fuck?
Prostitute.
Really? Ashana.
Akunakuna. All right, guys, thank you so much
for tuning in.
And we hope you enjoy it enough to come again.
Please like, subscribe,
5 stars,
share,
or else.
Rate 5 stars, or else you see me in your dream.
You don't want to see her in your dream.
You don't want to see me in
She's
your dream.
She's just coming there to pray for you.
I actually do. I have empty threads, man.
Empty threads, I swear.
Very empty threads. I'll just pray for you.
Sunshine and butterflies.
Yeah, that's me.
That's a good way to end the sunshine and butterflies.
Sunshine and butterflies.
Yeah. Have a nice day.
May God bless y'all.
Bye.
Bye.